أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره صدق الله العلي العظيم صدق نبيه الرسول الكريم. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us to sit down and discuss another chapter of His holy revelation, al-wahi, al-ilahi, the holy Qur'an. The Qur'an that is all blessing, the Qur'an is the one that is all shifa, is all cure, lima fi sudur. Ya subhanAllah, in a hadith, it said that a person went to Rasulullah saying, Ya Rasulullah, I need money or sustenance. He said, read Qur'an. Another one said, I need health. He said, read Qur'an. A third one said, I need children. He said, read Qur'an. All the blessings, all the khair is in the Holy Qur'an if we know how to use it. Cure, blessing, children. You just name it. It is all in this holy treasure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon us. Today's chapter is Surah Al-Zilzala, the earthquake. What kind of an earthquake? Any kind of an earthquake? No. An earthquake that pertains to the whole earth, all of the earth, that is called that is the one that is called Zilzala. This earthquake. Not the earthquake that happens in such and such place or another place or that place. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing us the Surah Al-Zilzala. And you know the danger of an earthquake. If you haven't seen it, if you have not felt it from the ground, just sometimes look at the news and see how scary, threatening, and dangerous is Zilzala. Another chapter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the day of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, judgment, what happens, Yawm al-Qiyamah? What happens? One of the signs, it is very scary, really, you know, and the names are even al-Waqi'ah, Qari'a, As-Sakha. Even, subhanAllah, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using for that day, is just by hearing the words are scary, and this one is Al-Zalzala. So, it begins, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. If the earth showed its shakiness, probably it's an explosion of the earth where the earth shakes and trembles and has a quake in it, an earthquake that pertains to it by itself. And then what happens? وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. There are weights, heavy weights in the earth, that the earth, well, pushes it out. It is the people that is inside the earth. Us, we're dead. We will soon be dead. May Allah give you a long life. May Allah give you a long life. But it is nice to remember death in a daily basis and seeing it and prepare yourself for it. And not only that, but also preparing for such a day where you will come out and you have a weight. What kind of a weight with you? It is وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth push out the weights that's inside of it, and that is the human being, and we have our deeds with us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows us at the end of this chapter. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا. Truly at that day, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the hearts will be right next to our larynx, the voice boxes, out of fear. You know, when somebody is really afraid, his heart is beating so hard as if his heart is coming out of his throat. Ya subhanAllah, who can be at that moment in such a state to say what's the wrong with the earth? And that is no one. But our greatest master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Asadullah al-Ghalib Ali ibn Abi Talib. The hadith says, it is him, and even Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, in a hadith said that it is him that he said, what is wrong? Ma laha? What is going on with this earth? Why it is shaking? Why it's trembling? Why it is having such an earthquake? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانِ. And the word here that we're using, الْإِنسَانِ, who is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him a full-fledged, pure insan? All of us, we have done something wrong, except Ahlul Bayt, beginning from Rasulullah down to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Fatimah al-Zahra, to Imam al-Hasan, to Imam al-Hussein, to Imam Zain al-Abidin, all the way to our Grand Master Al-Hujjah ajallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, and the rest of the great prophets and the messengers and awliya Allah. These are the ones that are pure insan. But even insaniya, they have their own degrees. It's just like an A, if we can say. A is from 90 to 100. Who had reached 100? Who had reached 99.9999%? And so forth. So Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi is al-insan. He is the one that he said, what is the wrong? What is happening? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. That human being said, what's wrong with it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, he said, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهُ. That day, it is not that we come out of the earth and our deeds are with us, but then the earth, this beautiful earth, this earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be under our control, the earth that we did whatever we want out of it, cultivate it, dig it, put holes in it, yeah, subhanallah, put trees in it, whatever we wanted in it, made explosions in it. Al-Ardu Dalula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth under your control. Then it is time to speak. The earth said, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Then the earth speaks what is in its heart. Amazing, isn't it? The earth speaks. Well, yes. Everything speaks its own language. But وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. We don't know what they're speaking. We don't know what they're saying. However, everything speaks. And we do sometimes say, well, what is this? Why they're speaking? And they answer. They said, قَالُوا. They said, أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ. Allah made us speak. الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make anything speak, can make anything talk. let alone if it's the earth. So the earth will speak. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ. It tells you. Brothers, it's another warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us another warning. What kind of a warning? He is telling us, you are in a place. This place, no matter what you do, is being recorded. Just like a camera, a videotape. I've seen a lot of people. They are sitting, talking, suddenly when the camera comes close to them, you see somehow they either fix themselves, they put a little smile on, they want to be a little prettier, they want to be a little handsome, or some even ladies, maybe they do not want their pictures to be taken, so they hide their face, because for instance, they think maybe they are not up to the level of the beauty. Yes, subhanAllah, and so forth. They try to speak the right things, the right words, because they may think, well, you know, I don't want to see bad things. Now, think of what I just told you. The earth is recording everything that you do. From asleep, to talk, to when you're by yourself and nobody's around with you in the car or anywhere else, it has been recorded. And judgment day, it'll be out. And it'll be said, it'll be in the open. And that's why we have a dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He said, Lord, do not expose me in judgment day in front of everybody, Ya Allah. Truly. And me too. And you too. Ask Allah. We have done wrong, Ya Allah. We are bad. We are sinners. Let us read Dua Kumail as Amir al-Mu'mineen, Yunaji. Amir al-Mu'mineen opens his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, look at me, Ya Lord. Who am I? I'm a sinner. I'm a weak. I'm a miskeen. I'm a poor. I'm a mustakeen. My bones are so fragile. My skin is so weak. Who am I? Lord, you have your mercy on us. And judgment day, Lord, don't expose us. Ya Allah, give us that dignity that you have given us in dunya. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Now, that full human being, that is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh, asks the earth, why you are shaking? What is going on? And that day, the earth speaks, said the Lord had revealed to me to speak, to say. So in a hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh, he said, I am the one. أَنَا الْإِنسَانِ الَّذِي يَقُولُ لَهَا مَالَكِ. I'm the one. I'm the human being that says to the earth, what's wrong with you? And then the earth will answer me back. Earth will answer Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayh about the things that the people have done. So it witnesses saying so-and-so had done this and this and this. This person had done this and this. So-and-so had killed. So-and-so was a good person. So-and-so was nice to the others. And so forth. It's, brothers, really scary. يَوْمَئِذٍ, that day, that one day, you will see يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا. You know, it says that when you take the camel to the water, they go and they're sitting down there, their heads in the water, drinking water. And once they're done, they take their heads and each will go in a different place. Each will go, it seems like they want to go to their own way. Yes, subhanAllah. And yes, it is. Judgment Day, people are different. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ. People get their heads out. That's it. This dunya was like a drinking water. Just like a camel going, putting his head. It's nice water. You drink it. You get out, then where are you going to go? Yes, subhanAllah. Dunya finishes. Dunya ends. Everything has their own limit. You took what you wanted. Now what you going to do with it? You drank what you wanted. Now what you're going to do with it? Yes, subhanAllah. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا. صدر يصدر. People will be dispersed, each going in a certain location, certain way. Whether they're mu'mins, whether they're kafirs, whether they're believers, whether they're heathens, whether they are disbelievers, whether they're blasphemes, whether they're hypocrites, where they will be led, لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُ, so they can be seeing what they have done. أَعْمَالَهُمْ, what they have done. SubhanAllah, can we see our deeds? Yes, we can see our deeds. Mind you, this is a scientific phenomenon. I'm sure that they have taught us in every high school that matter neither can be destroyed, nor it can be created, let's say. Of course, this is what they have taught us, you know. So therefore, it just changes its form. In other words, I'm just trying to say this. I'm not saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His own ways, but I'm trying to make it a little easier so we can understand it. What you do is a dissipation of energy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Judgment Day will return that energy, put it together, and it'll be like a creature that you have done, an energy that you've done. When we eat, that food will be a source of energy in our body. And therefore, I can move, I can talk, I can think, I can see, I can hear, and so forth. I can run. But if I don't eat for a few days, I'll be so weak, and then, God forbid, I'll die later on. These deeds that we do, Judgment Day, they will be put together. The prayer that you do, it will be the most beautiful creature. The sadaqah that you give, it will be the most beautiful creature. A thing that you use, and a God forbid, a lie that a person had said, a bad person had said, that will turn into a very bad animal that comes and calls you and stings you, and it'll be a snake that it will hurt you, and you don't want that in your house. You do not want a snake in your house. You do not want a scorpion in your house. لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so their deeds can be shown to them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said two of the most important sentences in the Holy Quran. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى, whoever seen, whoever had done an atom, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, an atom, weight-like thing of a good deed, he will see it. خَيْرًا يَرَى, he will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, and whoever has done a bad deed, as much as an atom, in other words, as much as an atom, can you imagine, you know, today they say if you take the tip of a needle and you put millions of atoms, you can put millions of atoms on top of a tip of a needle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this little good deed or this little bad deed. لا إله إلا الله. We are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are dealing with that accurate Hasib, that everything is and has a very, very accurate, scary. It is an accurate measure. Look at the sun. How huge is the sun? How huge is our solar system? And that is only our solar system. I'm not talking about our galaxies. But all of these huge planets and galaxies are running in such an accurate measure. You can count on it. You can count days and hours and seconds and split of the seconds with it, can't we? Yes, definitely we do. We are dealing with that kind of a God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is that accurate. Judgment Day, He is that accurate. Truly, brothers, let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Allah, please do not treat us with your justice. Please, Ya Allah, treat us with your mercy, with your kindness. We know that you're kind. We know that you're just. We know. I know. Inshallah, you are worthy of something. I know I am not worthy of anything. Lord, please look at me. Please, you make me worthy. Please, whatever I do, you correct it. I would like to put all of me in your hand. I want to be protected. A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. I will seek refuge to you from every bad thing, from every evil, from every corruption, Ya Allah. And please, do me not with your justice, but with your mercy and compassion, inshallah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ It said that one of these, it's called the Arabi nomads, went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a sentence that is collective, inclusive. It has many, many things in it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read these two verses. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ These two ayahs that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, he said, whoever done a good deed as much as a weight of an atom, he will see it. And whoever done a bad deed as much as a weight of an atom, he will see it. The Arabi went into a shock-like thing. He said, Ya subhanAllah. He did not say a word. He did not say anything else. People said, what's wrong? You don't want another ayah? You don't want a verse? They said, no, it is enough for me. This is enough for me. This is sufficient. And he took off. He went out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that this man, he came in ignorant. And he went out and knowledgeable. A faqih. SubhanAllah. Yes, these two verses, if someone puts it in front of him, if someone uses these two verses as a bridle, as a steering wheel to lead his life, it will make him a faqih. It will make him a scholar. It will make him a knowledgeable person. It is an eye-opener. As much as a weight of an atom of a good, I will see it. As much as a weight of an atom of a bad, I will see it. Therefore, what do I mean by when I sit down and make a backbite of ghiba, for instance? Ya subhanAllah. That is a huge matter. What should I see when I look with this blessed eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me? I look with a lustful, haram, forbidden look to the wives of the others or the daughters of the others. God forbid, God forbid. Ya subhanAllah. What kind of a weight would these eyes would see? Judgment Day. Instead of somebody looks with a lustful eye at the earth of the people of the others, Judgment Day, they will put a nail of fire in his eyes. Ya Allah, please Lord, save us. At the same time, if we do good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us with castles of beautiful houses, cities filled with maids, servants, trees that they will come to you. You don't have to even exert the effort. Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun, as a reward for what they were doing. So, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ This is a very beautiful chapter. Imam al-Sadiq, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, do not ever become bored of reading this chapter. Don't be bored from reading this chapter. Whoever reads it in his prayer and his nawafil, number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let him be bothered by an earthquake, and he will not be killed by an earthquake, neither he will be killed by a lightning, nor from a bad disaster from earthly matters. And if he died, of course everybody have to die one day, Allah will command the angels to take him to heaven. A beautiful chapter, beneficial chapter. Ya Allah, grant us so we will remember you by reading this chapter. Ya Allah, open our hearts so we will understand your words, the enlightening words, the ones that opens our eyes and hearts, and we will come closer to you. Ya Allah, let us be closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran, the pure Ahlul Bayt, so we can be closer to you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin.